Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid-e Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great. Tonight, I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is called The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the people of Thaqif. Now listen carefully. This is a very important story. Two people in Mecca supported the Prophet more than anyone else. One was his faithful wife, Khadija radiallahu anha, and the other was his uncle, Abu Talib. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked a lot to Khadija radiallahu anha. When he told her about all his problems and when people were mean to him, she would help him. And she would always say,
"Don't be unhappy. Don't despair. Allah is with you and He will help you."
Abu Talib, the Prophet's uncle, protected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Quraysh. He defended him. And when the Quraysh spoke against him, but Khadija radiallahu anha and Abu Talib died soon after each other. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam missed their support and friendship. When Abu Talib died, the Quraysh became very rude and nasty to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking along in the street, a young man threw dust on his head. Nobody had dared to do anything like this as long as Abu Talib was alive. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went home. His head was covered in dust. When his little daughter saw him, she started to cry. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
"Don't cry, little girl. Allah will protect your father."
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not find help in Mecca, so he went to the town of Taif. The tribe of the Thaqif lived there. He asked them to help him against the Quraysh. But the leaders of the Thaqif tribe made fun of him. They were mean to him. They even mocked Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They called their slaves. They also gathered some bad, good-for-nothing men. They said to them,
"We don't care for Muhammad. We don't like what he says. Why don't you beat him up and run him out of the city?"
That was terrible. A big crowd came together. They started to insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They pushed him around and even hit him. So he had to run and hide in an orchard. Boys and girls, an orchard is a field where there are trees of fruit. So he hid there. Then at night, he made his way back to Mecca. When he reached safety, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed,
"Allah, O most merciful, you are the Lord of the weak. You are my Lord. You are my refuge. There is no power and no might save in you."
Do you see, boys and girls? Now that we have finished this story, what do you think this story teaches us? Would you like to whisper to your mummies and daddies? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, a couple of things that I picked up. This story teaches us that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the city of Taif for help. Instead, the people there hurt our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were mean and nasty to him. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us that Allah is our protector. If we turn to Him, Allah will protect us. So, boys and girls, always ask Allah if you need help. Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, we have to do two things. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. You ready? After three. One, two, three. Thank you, Allah. To thank and praise Allah in beautiful Arabic, we say Alhamdulillah. Let's say it together. After three again. One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Very good. MashaAllah. The second thing we have to do is we have to pray the bedtime dua. Again, this is very important. We have to do this every single night. But we're going to pray it together. Are you ready? Allahumma. Bismika. Amutu. Wa ahya. Well done. That was very good. MashaAllah. You have been wonderful listeners again. But always remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy before you go to sleep as well. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. That's very important as well. Hey, I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.